This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. We're about a month into summer and well into the cookout and picnic season, but are you staying safe when you make or eat a meal outside? Joining me with some tips is Anna Busenberg, a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So this is something I think most of us think about when we're cooking out or eating out, and we try to control it, but I'm guessing we probably aren't doing enough or aren't doing the right things.
Right. Well, have you ever stopped to think about what might be present at your picnic that you can't see? We all know and think about the bugs or the animals that we want to keep away from our food, but often humans are the culprits when it comes to contaminating that food that we've brought with us on our picnic. The CDC reports that foodborne illness increases in the summertime, and the reason for this is twofold. Firstly, this is due to the fact that the microorganisms grow better when it's warmer outside, and since they are naturally in the air, soil, water, and even in our own bodies, they thrive at this time of year. Secondly, more people spend more time out of doors and eat outside, which is not as sanitary as your own kitchen. Each year, 1 in 6 Americans get sick because of a foodborne illness. Out of those 48 million people, 128,000 are hospitalized. And in very severe cases, 3,000 people die.
So how do you know you've got food poisoning?
Well, there is a whole list of symptoms that can be caused by having a foodborne illness, and they include anything from nausea to vomiting, diarrhea, or a fever. Because we consume these microorganisms, they irritate our digestive system and result in this whole host of uncomfortable symptoms. They can range from something that's mild to more severe and tend to affect babies, pregnant women, and elderly people more often since their immune systems can often be compromised. So for a normal healthy adult, it's, you know, rare that they would end up with a foodborne illness if they have a good immune system to ward off these microorganisms. Obviously, these bugs are not what you want growing in your food this summer when you're trying to enjoy a picnic with your family.
Absolutely not. So what can we do? What are some of the ways to prevent foodborne illnesses?
Well, it starts with keeping your food out of the danger zone and preventing the opportunity from these organisms to grow. So what is the danger zone? Well, it's the temperature range in which these organisms thrive and multiply, 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's important to keep the food out of this range and limit its exposure in this temperature range to 2 hours. Now, only 1 hour in this range is acceptable when the temperature outside is above 90 degrees. So remember, when packing food for your picnic, to keep cold food cold and hot food hot. This seems like a simple concept, but it can be tricky when you're traveling, and you will have to have your food out of the refrigerator for the whole day. So, bring a cooler with you, fill it with ice to keep those cold items less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and keep your meat items packed when they're still frozen to help keep them colder for longer.
So when we're talking about hot and cold and maybe raw vegetables, drinks, do we need 2, 3, maybe even 4 coolers to keep everything safe?
Yeah, that is a great idea. By simply packing your beverages in one cooler and perishable food in another, you can minimize the number of times that these coolers are opened. By keeping your coolers closed, you can help keep those food items as cold as they can be while you're out on your picnic. Also, label your coolers, so that can help direct people into what cooler they need to open to find their ice-cold lemonade. Also, don't cross-contaminate your foods, so keep your raw meat, poultry, or any type of seafood securely wrapped. This way, that juice from the meat item will not contaminate any other prepared or cooked foods. It's important to keep the fresh produce that you mentioned, like the fruits and vegetables, away from those raw meat products.
So what are some other ways we can prepare in advance?
So any way that you want to bring your fresh fruits and vegetables along with your picnic, make sure that they're cleaned ahead of time, that they're free from any germs or dirt that could be on them. Simply rinse those foods under running water prior to leaving the house. Pack up that produce once it's been washed and cleaned, and then this way your fruit and vegetables will be ready to eat the next time you open the cooler at the picnic.
So that's how you get ready before cooking or eating. What about actually during the meal?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, your cold and hot food can only sit out for 2 hours. So when that temperature is above 90 degrees, the food can only be out for 1 hour. So any longer, you're risking a foodborne illness. So keep that cold food on ice and the hot food in an insulated container and keep these items out of the danger zone. And don't forget to pack a thermometer so you can check your food temperatures, the cold food below the 40 degrees and the hot food above 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Hopefully, these food safety picnic tips are helpful as you and your family head out for vacations and camping trips this summer. Enjoy delicious food in a safe way.
Anna Busenberg is a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health. More information about what Anna talked about is on our website, wbaa.org, as well as contact information for her. Thanks so much for coming in, Anna.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.